You're in search of a really good wine, maybe a nice Cabernet or Merlot. So you pass by the jugs and boxes and quickly hurry past the stuff with screw-top caps. There's no question you'll be needing a corkscrew to open the bottle you finally choose. If you've recognized yourself in that description, you might be surprised to hear how people in the wine industry view the age-old tradition of using cork.
We put a lot of time and effort into making a bottle of wine. We put it in a nice package and we seal a stupid thing up with a piece of bark. That's about as antiquated and archaic as you can get.
Doug Welsh is president of Fen Valley Winery in Fenville, Michigan. And yes, he knows what you're thinking.
They make wine in Michigan?
Indeed they do. Fen Valley Winery alone produces about 50,000 gallons a year and has plenty of company from other wineries dotting the Lake Michigan shoreline. Welsh uses natural corks to close his bottles, but like other winemakers around the world, he's had his share of problems. Corks are made from tree bark, and if the sterilization process doesn't go right, they can develop a mold called TCA. And TCA can make a good bottle of wine go bad, causing it to smell moldy, go flat, or lose its fruity flavor. Estimates place industry losses due to cork-tainted wine at around $250 million a year.
But it's not so much the dollars, but the embarrassment.
Doug Welsh says many people don't recognize when a bottle is tainted and just think the wine tastes bad.
We have a sort of a rule that every time that you make one customer upset, he or she is going to tell five others about the bad experience.
But cork taint isn't just a problem for wineries. It also causes headaches for retailers like Dave Russo.
We have a policy at the store that if anyone gets a bad bottle of wine here, we replace it, you know, no questions asked. And, you know, with a shortage of good quality natural cork, we're having to replace a lot more bottles.
With an increased demand for fine wines in recent years, Russo says the supply of good cork has been severely stretched. But he says there's a fairly simple solution to the problem of cork-tainted wine.
I like the wineries that use synthetic cork because I never get one coming back. It's always going to be good.
But synthetic cork is really just a nice way of saying plastic cork. And even though these new stoppers can solve the problem of cork taint, many in the wine industry think consumers just won't accept plastic plugs in their Pinot Noir.
Our biggest competitor is tradition.
That's Marla Rosenberg, Vice President of Sales with Supreme Cork, based in Kent, Washington. It's one of only two companies in the world now making synthetic corks.
The biggest obstacle at any winery that we approach is their concern over consumer acceptance of the product. What's very interesting is once it gets out there, the resistance to our product is 2%, and that's about it.
The concept of synthetic corks isn't new, but until recently, no one had come up with the perfect seal. But that's all changed now, thanks to a special material called thermoplastic elastomer, the same stuff that goes into making heart valves. And besides eliminating the problem of cork-tainted wine, there are other advantages to using plastic corks. They never crumble, and the corks can be reused, or in some places, even recycled. But these synthetic corks are not like the ones you'll find in some champagne bottles. Instead, these look like little plugs. You remove the synthetic cork with a corkscrew, and I can personally vouch that extracting one gives the same satisfying pop as a natural cork. And they come in literally every color of the rainbow, making synthetic corks a bright packaging tool for some of the more daring wineries. Still, plastic suffers from an image problem that clashes head-on with the romance and tradition of wine drinking. Right now, synthetic corks are only in about 1 or 2% of wines throughout the world, but industry insiders say the market is growing steadily. Some say plastic corks will eventually become the standard, while others say no way and compare the new corks to their much maligned cousin, the screw top. Here at G.B. Russo & Sons Wine and Gourmet Shop, Dave Russo says he'd love to see the day every bottle is closed with a synthetic cork. But as he stands in front of some of his most expensive bottles, he says he's skeptical the new corks will ever be fully embraced by winemakers, especially the French.
I don't think we're going to be seeing synthetic corks on a bottle of Chateau de Chem in our lifetime anyway. Things change very slowly when you've got a 3,000-year history of making wine in a particular country. They're not going to They're not going to change anything too fast.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson, saying cheers from Grand Rapids, Michigan.